A very quick observation about the Torah reading this morning, because we have a very full morning. Open to page 1158, where we just were. You're going to have to be there for the Haftarah in a minute anyway, or one page after that. Open to page 1158, where God says something very confusing. It says, 1158, Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, "You've seen all the Lord did before your very eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his courtiers and the whole community. These wondrous feats you saw with your own eyes, those prodigious signs and marvels." So twice he says, you've seen what God did with your eyes, right? You with me so far? So what have they seen with? Their eyes. Good. I just wanted to see if you were awake. Then he says, yet to this day, the Lord has not given you a mind to understand or eyes to see or ears to hear. If God didn't give them eyes to see, how did they just see with their eyes? It doesn't make any sense. And I don't know what the answer is, but I have a proposal. Look at the next sentence. Sometimes you can figure out what God means by looking at what God says next. I led you through the wilderness 40 years. The clothes on your back you did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet. You had no bread to eat, no wine or other intoxicant to drink, that you might know I'm the Lord your God. In other words, I didn't give you the ability to understand that what I gave you was mine, and that you didn't earn this for yourself. When I took you out of Egypt, it was my doing. When I brought you through the desert, it was my doing. In order to understand that, though, and to appreciate it, you have to have eyes to see and ears to hear. I can't give them to you. I worked all these miracles, and yet you still rebelled against me. It proves that I, God, can't make you believe. I did all these wonderful things to you, and you still started to worship the golden calf. It proves that I, God, can't give you ears to hear my word. Only you can do that. So even though I showed you all these miracles and you saw them, only if you have eyes to see and ears to hear that you have built faithfully in your own life will you really see and hear God's word. It doesn't matter what I do, said God. I can work all sorts of miracles, and you still cannot pay attention to me. But if you earn ears and eyes and a mind to understand, then you will see me. And I think that that message, which comes right before Rosh Hashanah, is exactly part of the message of the holiday. Rosh Hashanah celebrates the beauty of the world. You can look at the world and not see God. God doesn't force you to see God. But if you look at the beauty of the world and you try to have a mind that understands and eyes that really see, then you will see and appreciate God's presence in the world. So God has given you the physical eyes, but the metaphysical eyes, the eyes that you see God's presence, those are eyes each of us has to earn for his or herself. Let's bring everyone in. And the reason I said you